Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue on chapter 1, going through chapter 1. Actually, we'll finish it today, of St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. If you haven't had a chance to tune into the program this week, we've been spending most of the time on this first chapter, which we've done in the past, but looking at different elements of it now. The whole point being to learn from Paul in this moment of trial and difficulty. Learn from a brother who lived through more trials and difficulties than any of us will probably ever experience. And he lived through it with great strength. He learned much through it. And mostly, he came to experience the power, the transforming power, and the grace that we've been given as children of God, that no power in this world can take away from us, and no set of circumstances or difficulties can strip us of our destiny, and that is growing daily, maturing daily, being conformed more and more to Christ, and going deeper and deeper into God, into union with God, into experiencing the transforming power of knowing God, walking with God, and loving Him. So Paul begins by declaring so strongly what Christ has accomplished for us. He knows that that experience for him, coming into the knowledge of who Christ was and how Christ was at work in him, totally transformed his world and his mindset. And then understanding what he received in the gift of the Holy Spirit and faith, hope, and love in the theological virtues that he touches on. He knows the power that's there because he lived through, just one or two things that he lived through would get most people to give up. But there's long lists in the New Testament of what he endured. And so many of the circumstances he experienced could easily, if he fell prey to the enemy and the lies of the devil, could get him to think, wow, God's abandoned me. His promises aren't real. Look at the trials and the difficulties that I'm going through. I'm all alone. This must not be true. All the lies that the enemy wants to build up because he wants to disarm us, to put our armor down and to give up and to give in and just back away. I've had conversations with friends over the last few months. Some were just talking honestly about the temptation to just say, this is too hard. I'm angry at God. Where is God? Good stuff to talk about. That's important to process. But the temptation to say, I just want to take off and I just want to let go of my responsibility. I don't want to fight anymore. I just want to give in. That's part of the battle that's going on right now because it's intensified because we're living through a time of trial and difficulty. And there's a big spiritual component to it. So Paul, we left off yesterday. Chapter 1, the last line we looked at was Paul saying he's praying an apostolic prayer that God would enlighten our minds, give us wisdom and revelation that we could know God, see him more clearly. And he said to see the inheritance that's ours in the saints, to see what the saints have already have received, both in this life and the life to come, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power in us who believe. That's where we ended yesterday. I wanted to end there so we could pick up there again. Is there great power in you? Is there a power that you experience at work in you? Is there a power at work in your parish, in your diocese? Is there an awareness there that there's a power greater as he is, as St. Paul says, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world? Do you know the greatness of that power? Have you experienced his power working in you and through you? We just celebrated Pentecost a few weeks ago. Jesus said, this is what Pentecost is. He prepared them. He said, in a few days, I will pour out my Holy Spirit. I will baptize you in the Spirit. Jesus said, I'm the one who baptizes in the Spirit. And when I baptize in the Spirit, he said, what you're going to receive is power. Dunamis, dynamite, the Greek word dunamis, like dynamite. You're going to receive life-changing, life-transforming, world-changing power, the power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And it's not a fantasy. It's not just a religious, myth or something. It's the real thing. He poured out the person of the Holy Spirit. And that's what we've been given in baptism. So Paul is saying, Father, help them see the great power. He says, the immeasurably great power that's present in all those who believe. This is a power that will raise you from the dead. This is a power that helps you overcome sin. This is the power that allows you to face any kind of trial and circumstance and be victorious. Because it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, your confident source of strength. And we all come up against situations, feel like, well, this one's too far, or this one's too hard, or this one really proves that God's not here, that God's not hearing my prayer, that God doesn't love me, and that the powers of the world are just flat out stronger, and I don't want to fight anymore. That's where the enemy wants to get us to. So let's stop for a moment and just pray with Paul. Lord, we unite our hearts to this prayer, this apostolic prayer of Paul, St. Paul, for the community in Ephesus that he loved. He knew the trials that they were enduring. We ask that these realities be fulfilled in us, and I pray that each person listening today would come to know the immeasurably great power that is within them. It's not a natural power. It's a supernatural power given in baptism, given in your presence, living among us, living in us. Lord, I pray that the power of the Holy Spirit would flow through. For some, as I'm praying, I just see like a picture of, you know, Jesus saying that the Holy Spirit will be like living water. And like a spring is being tapped in some of your hearts. Lord, I pray that you awaken in a new way the power and the flow of the Holy Spirit in the hearts of those who are listening. Friends, believe and receive. Believe Jesus' promise in his word to you. He said, if you believe in me, you're baptized into me, I will give you the Holy Spirit. It will be a river of living water. The life of the Spirit that will lift your heart, that will give you confidence, that will help your heart sing, that will give you light, that will be a power working through you for the salvation of others. A power that's at work to help your family, your marriage, and your home to become a temple of the living God. For you to live together more fully in Jesus, having him at the center of your life. The Holy Spirit wants to enthrone Jesus more fully in you, in your marriage, in your family, in your neighborhood. Come, Holy Spirit. Friends, you know, that's the grace of Pentecost is the flow and the gift and the flowing of the life of the Spirit of God in us and in the church. We are the church, right? And it's a perennial gift. It's not a one-time thing that happened. It's flowing from the throne room of the King. The Spirit is flowing from the command of the Father and the Son into our lives and through us to the salvation of the world. He goes on to say then, after he prays, that we might begin to see and believe in the immeasurably great power that's in us. He said, according to the working, where did this power come from? According to the working of his great might, which he accomplished in Christ when he raised him from the dead and made him sit at his right hand in heavenly places. This is the greatest accomplishment. This is the greatest reality. There's nothing bigger we'll ever see than this, that God's Son, Jesus Christ, Mary's Son, was crucified and raised from the dead, and not only raised from the dead, passing from death to life, beginning the new creation in him, but he was seated at the right hand of the Father in heavenly places, which at the right hand means, yeah, it means he's sharing in the power and the glory of God the Father. This means a lot for us, friends, because he's one of us. The divine Son of God took on human flesh, born of the Virgin, the God-man. He took human flesh into the presence of God. He's now at the right hand of God, and he's established, he's planted his flag, he's established your destiny. That's power. Because the big power everybody fears in the world ultimately is death itself. I mean, some people may say, I don't believe in that a God exists and I don't fear death. Oh, they would love, and they're fighting every day to overcome death, to extend their life. But there is no power that can deal with it except Christ. Because it's a matter of life. It's a matter of receiving a new kind of life, the Christ life, a life that can never die, a life that swallowed up death in victory. So that's in Jesus. And Paul goes on in verse 21, he's now far above all rule and authority and power and dominion. That's every spiritual kind of authority, every demonic realm, over all the angels, the different levels of angels, over all earthly powers and earthly kingdoms and weapons and money and resources, all of it. Jesus is not only above it, Paul says he is far above it. He's far above it. That means he has complete authority over it and dominion. And his name is above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come, in heaven and on earth. His is the name, Jesus. Here's a name, friends, that the devil trembles at, the name of Jesus. St. John Paul II, I remember when he wrote a document called Ecclesia in America to the Church in America. He says, Church in America, you need to learn how to speak the name of Jesus again. Do it in the Jesus prayer, friends, as you're praying throughout the day. Just Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. To talk among yourselves in your marriage and your family, talk about Jesus, who he is and what he's accomplished. And may his name be highly elevated and respected and spoken of in your family and in your life. But speak his name to others who don't know him when God gives you a chance to do it. His is the name that's above every name. And he has put all things under Jesus' feet. That is, all power and authority, everything is being brought into subjection to Christ. He's undefeatable, indestructible. No power, Satan, and all of his kingdom, and every demon, they can do nothing to Christ. Nothing. They can harm us if we step outside of the protection of the Lord. But in him, he can't do anything to us. And anything that the Lord permits to have happen to us, that the enemy may want to have happen, it's going to redound for our good. It's going to give glory to God. It's going to make us stronger. It's going to humiliate the enemy. He's under the feet of Jesus. And God the Father has made him, that is Jesus, head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And there's a week right there in that sentence that we could talk about. He's the head over all things for the church. He's ruling for the church. He has full authority over the church. And we are his body. Friends, the last thing a fallen world wants you to think about and to value are these life-transforming truths. Look at all the talk, the unceasing, never-ending talk in the world, and almost none of it talks about this name above every name. Well, he is here for you. He's in you. He's made his home in you, and he wants to reveal more of himself to you. So if we hunger and thirst together, friends, and step and help each other, we will grow, and we will be the light that he's calling us to be in this hour. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.